Marijuana was legalized in Colorado in 2012. It's been 6 years. And apparently it's been doing well for the state of Colorado, and at least in terms of tax revenue, it's brought in hundreds of millions of dollars, and they've funded some schools and some homeless programs and so forth. But it's still illegal to light up in public. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you have to do it in the privacy of your own home.
At any rate, so it sparked, as this story says, a idea.
How long did they work on that one?
Joel and Lisa Schneider created the nation's first pot-friendly hotel, which they call Bud and Breakfast.
They must be cooking 24/7 at that place.
Smoking and toking and laughing and joking. And
that's a complimentary wake and bake breakfast that includes bacon, eggs, and an open area to smoke the weed.
But you got to buy that yourself, I guess.
Also included a 420 gathering in the living room with munchies.
Yeah, the 420 again. Yeah. As a reference to April 20th. Cost $300 to $400 a night. But maybe it's just a nice place. Probably has nothing to do with the actual.
You know how much they made off of it in 2016? $1 million.
$1 million?
$1 million.
Carol Ann, if you're listening, I have a new idea.
You're going to start a Bud and Breakfast.
Well, we'll have to go to Colorado, I suppose, or Nevada. Hey, Nevada, you know, it's legal to smoke marijuana in Nevada now. But the problem is you can't leave Nevada with it. At least you can't do it by getting on an airplane.
Well, and you also can't go into the airport because it's run by federal agencies.
Right, that's the problem. It's legal in Nevada, but it's not legal in the federal government. So they've got these little cans now where you dump your pot if you're going into the airport. Whoever is in charge
is there someone watching over those cans?
Whoever's in charge of collecting the haul from those pots.
Yeah, they must be high 24/7.
Or just doing very well with a little side business. Mm. I can imagine that if you go into McCarran International Airport now in Las Vegas, you're going to see
half
the people getting on the planes have got to be they're flying without the plane.
I'm sure.